you have an entire media ecosystem that is designed to protect the Zionist cause. That's every corner. If it's corporate, it's covered and it will be protected. Now, keep in mind that these guys, and I think I briefly mentioned this regarding Einhorn. You see, the Einhorns are in commercial real estate, multifamily housing, which is an area that I'm involved in. And when they came out and discussed exactly what it is that they're doing to become rich, it's dystopian. They have relationships with the multinational banking corporations to basically check people's bank accounts. I mean, talk about violation of habeas corpus. At least that's how it sounds to me. But this is what they've done. And so while everybody's focused on one young man saying, I'm sorry, I just don't want to work for a Jew. Okay, who cares? But apparently, that is the only thing that matters, not what these guys are up to. So I want to show you why this is so serious and the lengths that they went to cover this story. So here we go.
And one of those owners of that company, Emily, that we just watched, he said, I felt bad exposing him because I thought he could have made a mistake. And he really doesn't believe that wholeheartedly. I'm glad we know this individual's name. I'm glad he was exposed.
Indeed. And the brothers are so generous and graceful, certainly more than I am, because I do want his life to be ruined. I agree with you. It is a permissive structure. And parents, what are your children putting out there? What are the people that have been in your household putting out there online and to their friends? What has been fomented? Because clearly there is a disconnect. Somehow this person learned that there is an audacity that you can have with this anti-Semitism. That's what I found so shocking. Guy and I toured Poland together last May, and whenever I see things like this, it harkens me back to our trip, where apparently there's been no evolution since World War II. That deep-seated cultural hatred that's been allowed, that's been fostered, has somehow reignited here among the youth.
You know, we've talked about Matt Kim and Peter Saddington, who've been guests on the podcast, talking about what was a really canary in the coal mine moment about 2 years ago, when they talked about members of the Jewish community in the banking system that are able to get no interest loans when no one else can. And whether that is for a very small group of people, it's still for a group of people that are cheating the system, that are breaking the system. And that is the same thing that happens when the Einhorns, you see, the one thing about Fox News or any other major network, anything that's corporate media related, no one is going to talk about the details of their business and what it is that they're doing to get rich. No one will talk about that. Forget that they're Israeli, but obviously that plays a big role. The thing that is a very big part of this equation is that they're essentially criminals making millions upon millions of dollars, ruining people's lives. That's not going to be talked about. We'll talk about it because that's what matters. On the other hand, what they want to talk about is feelings and protecting their financial interests. Because in the end, that's really all that matters here, is the financial implications of protecting these individuals. They probably don't even remember their names. But they know it's good for business, at least for now.
And it is sickening. Cornell needs to take greater steps. So do parents. So do online forums. And somehow this 65-pound vessel of hatred needs to know that not only is this not okay, but it's not acceptable socially. Because clearly online and among those kid groups, I keep saying kid, among the youth, they have learned that it's okay, that it's right to have this anti-Semitism. It felt sickening for me to just quote him, by the way. To just say those words, quoting him, felt sick.
I'm really interested to see if Mr. Franco gets a job. Does anyone hire this guy? I really want to follow up on this.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because evidently the young man has already been presented with plenty of job opportunities. So much for that, I guess. However, if you think that they were not going to parade the tiny hat wearers around. Trust me, they were going to do it. And sure enough, they did.
Jewish Brothers offered to interview him for a summer internship at their startup. He posted this reply: "Not interested in working for a Jew. Thanks." The brothers with this response:
"There's too much hate in the world right now, and to overgeneralize one specific religion or one specific race is never a good idea, because you see people that are across the board from different walks of life that could become friends, that can do business together, that can build a family together. So I never think it's a good idea to overgeneralize in that sense, and I think we need to come together and bring more love to the world."
Well, I'll tell you about bringing love to the world. The love to the world that I will see is when Israel is no longer in our crosshairs, including your curly crosshairs. You see, guys, the whole thing about the tiny hats and the big Star of David, they're props. It's an image that they're trying to sell. Plus, when they're getting so much attention, and to the extent that this attention is going to garner them more financial opportunity, one really has to wonder what the motivation was to bring attention to it in the first place. Or was it all one big setup? Because in many cases, the thing that they are always banking on is the revert back to the same concept of everyone's out to get us, protect us, protect us, protect us. And again, these are not some broke-ass kids who somehow caught a break in life and now they're fighting for their survival. No, these boys are from Teaneck, New Jersey. Now, as I mentioned, Teaneck is one of the more affluent, predominantly Jewish areas of North Jersey, just outside New York City. And it is a community that, in my opinion, harbors Israelis, because this is one of the communities where they do land sales. Yes, that's right. That is what this community is known for. Who's to say that the Einhorn family hasn't bought a few plots of land in Gaza and the West Bank? I'm not a betting man, but if it turns out that they did, it wouldn't surprise me, and I doubt it would surprise you either. But let's hear what else they have to say.
Wow, just wow. CB Cotton's got more on this from New York City. CB?
Hey, John. So Cornell student Austin Franco is accused of sending the anti-Semitic message. And in several online remarks, he appears to be standing by his comments. He was supposed to join an online live stream last night to discuss the controversy, but he backed out at the last minute and wrote a lengthy X post saying it was best for him to put the interview on hold and suggesting his future at Cornell could now be in limbo. The post also reads in part, quote, "I will fight for what I believe is right, not for money, power, or something material, but for the cause itself," end quote. According to startup founders and brothers Gabe and Aiden Einhorn, Franco applied to their company through an online hiring platform and was accepted in the first round. The brothers say Franco sent them the anti-Semitic message through the same platform after they followed up to schedule an interview. The brothers shared screenshots that they say show Franco replying, quote, "Not interested in work for a Jew." Gabe Einhorn initially concealed Franco's identity when posting the exchange online.
Boy, I tell you, if I could go and work for anybody, it's definitely those two guys.
But Franco's identity was later revealed through online comments, and Franco responded once again, standing by his message. The Einhorn brothers tell Fox they only spoke out to highlight anti-Semitism.
The goal really for me in that initial post was just to show the fact that there is clear anti-Semitism in the world. After seeing people try to deny it and tell me that it doesn't exist, I was trying to show an example of, look, this is clearly anti-Semitism. You can't argue.
Okay, so one has to ask themselves, where does the hatred stem from? Does it just come from nowhere out of the clear blue sky? Or is there a legitimate reason why people have a distrust, a dislike for certain types of Jewish people? And the Einhorns are proving in real time why so many people have had enough. These are not people that are dregs on society that are just sitting at the bottom rung and can't provide any hit. No, these are people that are in control. They have power. They have money. They have influence. They have it all. And yet they're victims. If I were Einhorn, and it truly wasn't about Jewish supremacy, and he wrote a message saying, I'm not going to work for a Jew, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. You'll regret passing this opportunity up. That would have been the proper response, but nope, nope, no way. Can't let that go. Go for the throat. Go right for it. And so that stemming hatred, there's a reason that that's happening, but we'll finish this out.
Are you against it?
In a statement, Cornell University condemned anti-Semitism and said its Office of Civil Rights has opened an investigation. Fox reached out to Austin Franco for a comment and was referred back to Online Remarks. John.
Mr. Franco may find it difficult finding another internship after that. We'll see. CB Cotton, CB, thank you.
Good, Goyim. You did your job. And this is why I want people to understand, because I'm going to be very clear about this. I don't trust Nick Fuentes. I think he's an op. He's probably a Fed. He's also a little bitch. But aside from all of that, I understand why people gravitate to this super pro-white individual. I understand why there are people like my friend Osiris, who is black and loves him, thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't agree, but I understand why this very gifted orator is as enthralling as he is for a lot of people, and why when people ask, why is it that this hatred is happening? It's not hard to see why at all. It's actually very obvious. And here's why.
19-year-old college student gets annihilated from orbit by a billionaire? This is totally insane. What kind of billionaire thinks like this? This is somebody worth $3 billion that, by the way, is in the tech defense industry. He's making software that is used by the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, Social Security, the Treasury Department. He regularly liaises with the most rich and powerful people in the world, and you need to crush a teenager because he said he doesn't want to work for Jews? It's the equivalent of like a shit post on Twitter, and a billionaire wants to ruin this guy's life?
Now, here's something that I wasn't aware of, but I'm not entirely surprised by it either, which is also why, as I've said, I do believe that Fuentes is deeply connected in more ways than one. Is it any bit surprising that a 24-year-old is at the beck and call, is connected with the most powerful alphabet agencies, not just in our country, but the world over? This is not by accident. And they don't just think up this technology. They're not that smart. I'm usually a pretty good judge of that. But they're connected. And being connected is everything. And when you believe that you are supreme, when you believe you're chosen and everybody else is beneath you, you will do things like this. Now, are the Einhorns billionaires? I think he may be confusing him for David Einhorn, who is a billionaire software developer, but I looked this up. They are not related. Although maybe the Einhorns just happen to love the tech world, whatever it may be. He's a very rich and powerful young man going after somebody who doesn't have anything. But this is the mark of the Zionist cause. Crush everybody, no matter who they are, no matter how high up or how low down you may be. If you're in our way, we're coming for you. And now that they have ceded so much real estate that they don't know what the hell to do, this is what happens. So again, it is understandable why this information matters. I didn't know this. Is it surprising? Not at all.
This is the definition of unhinged, deranged, bloodthirsty. And let me tell you, this is how these people think. They have no mercy, no scruples. They are ruthless. He says, you're being weak. The only way a people prevails is with strength. Be a strong Jew. Don't be a weakling that reacts in a way that gets us attacked more. Be a man that makes them afraid to attack your people. So who are Joe Lonsdale's people? Who are Gabe Einhorn's people? Well, maybe this is a foregone conclusion, but he's not talking about Americans. He's not talking about Westerners. He's not talking about white people, which Jews sometimes say they're white. He's not talking about Europeans here. He's not talking about people of Western civilization. He's not talking about Christians because he's not a Christian. Think about it. A 19-year-old college kid somewhere in Virginia texting his boss, you know, I don't want to work for Jews. Who knows if that's even serious? Like I said, teenagers say a lot of nonsense like that. And a billionaire that runs one of the top 10 most valuable tech companies in the world. Their top customers are the biggest intelligence agencies in the world that kills people for a living is saying, oy vey, a threat to my existence. We have to crush this guy.
So it turns out, and this is another layer to the story that I don't think many people were aware of, but now we are. Einhorn's venture is backed by Joe Lonsdale of Palantir. I mean, you can't make this up. And that's why when you see certain stories make it to the forefront of the news cycle, you have to ask yourself, why are they getting there? What exactly is it that they are providing in terms of information? Where one has to ask themselves, why is this becoming featured news right now? It's not even that important. According to a few accounts, one guy by the name of Adam, he's a Middle Eastern guy. I really like him a lot. He's got a really good X account. He said that Fox News has run 6 separate segments this past week on this story. 6. You don't think somebody's in their ear telling them that you really need to cover this? Of course they are. That's how this happens. That's why this is such a big problem. And that, in conclusion, is also why, when one has to ask themselves why there is this lack of understanding from the average American when they maybe just casually are asking themselves, why is it that there is such fervent anti-Jewish hatred in the United States, right now especially? And the answer is pretty simple. And I've been on this for a while. And Max, I totally agree. I definitely agree. There is a reason that I think that this is the case. Zionism can only survive if it's intertwined with Judaism.